Married with Children, the podcast, hosted by Dustin and Callie. Follow us on social media, on Twitter, at @married_show, Facebook, Married with Children Show, on Instagram, Married with Children Show, or reach out to us in an email, marriedwithchildrenshow@gmail.com. We're always looking for guests and sponsors. If you have a name of a guest that would be an interesting interview on the Married with Children Show, please send that information to us through social media or straight to our email address. Also, if you have a small business that you'd be interested in being a sponsor on the show, please reach out to us through an email so that we can work out a way that best suits you and our listeners. Also, if you like the podcast, be willing to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Welcome back to Married with Children, the podcast. We just were talking here right before we clicked record. Been off a couple weeks here. Life has kind of jumped in and gotten in the way a little bit.
Yeah.
And had to kind of remind myself how to do this. I haven't even throttled up. We took a week off this last week because of some of Matt and I's responsibilities. And then, you and I have taken the last couple weeks off. So
yeah, it's been a while since we've had one. I'm like, it feels like forever.
So no Facebook Live tonight, just doing a little bit of a recording here. This will come out obviously Tuesday morning. Don't really have anything planned, just going to kind of talk, I guess. So how's it been, Callie? 2 weeks off, how's it been?
It's been pretty good. I guess I can't complain. I've got a couple weeks. You've only got 1 week until fall break, so.
Yeah, but I'm going to work over fall break.
Yeah, but. So I've got 2 weeks until fall break.
Which
so
is still exciting to me because I'll get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. So, but, I guess I don't think anything. Is anything big happened to us or crazy?
I don't think
so.
In the
last couple weeks? No,
I mean, I've been ultra busy, but
yeah.
Other than that,
yeah,
no, so I don't really think
pretty
so.
Pretty much nothing.
So anyway, a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess it would be, we had homecoming week at Jennings County High School, and homecoming week is a big deal in Jennings County, and it was really cool. Our kids did an amazing job. Was the 50th anniversary. Jennings County High School opened in 1968, so it was the 50th anniversary of homecoming at Jennings County High School, and so they did a making history theme. So it was every day was a decade. We started with the 60s on Monday, and then obviously 70s, 80s, 90s, and ending with the 2000s. So what I kind of started doing is I didn't really do this the 60s and 70s, I'll be honest, but starting like Wednesday, I was using my Amazon Music, and I would go in and listen to that decade's like the all 80s channel or the all 90s channel. So my question for you, what do you think your top 80s song would be?
I don't really even know. I don't even know. I don't have any idea because I can't think of any 80s, like, to know if they're 80s songs or 90s songs, I guess, honestly.
Okay. I think, honestly, and I hate to say this because my boy Marcus used to wear me out with it, but I think my favorite, it would be close between Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. I mean, I think that's one that everybody is a go-to.
Yeah.
And then Sweet Child of Mine by the Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
I think
those are 80s?
Oh, yeah. Those are Don't Stop Believin' 1981 and Guns. And,
oh, wow.
Sweet Child of Mine is 1987. So.
Okay.
That is definitely not the right one. Where did there it is. Let's see if this will work. Here we go. Oh, there's an ad. Imagine that.
I'd say maybe.
Let's see. Hope this is set up right.
You may not remember how to do all this.
Yeah, that's definitely not working. Huh. wonder why that's not bringing that back in. Let's see here. So anyway, yeah, I would go with probably Don't Stop Believing.
Okay,
or,
I mean, I could see that. I can see that one.
So what do you think yours would be?
I don't know. I said I don't know which one.
Okay, then let's jump to the 90s. What do you think your 90s song would be?
I would probably say, honestly, I would probably say like that. I guess my question was, I would probably say a Whitney Houston song because I like that was when I was younger and I was a big Whitney Houston fan, I guess. But that's what I mean is I don't really know if some of those. Yeah, there's.
I mean, I think this is a classic.
Yeah, just a small town girl.
But I also think you can't go wrong with this one. Huge 80s songs.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what you said Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah, I said, but that was what I was, I don't know if some of her Whitney Houston, like her big hits, I mean, like, were probably in the 80s and the 90s.
I Will Always Love You was 92.
Okay. I was going to say, so I would have to look at a list probably, I guess. I don't, but that's just me probably throwing out one of her songs because whenever I was younger, I definitely like Whitney Houston, so that would just be my guess. I don't have any idea. What's your 90s?
Oh, man, I don't know. There was, I mean, because, and really, like I've always told you, like 95 to like 2005, I think is like the big time of music for me.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say. I would probably say one of my tops would be, I think this, I mean, I honestly, this probably is one that you wouldn't guess of me, but I think this is one of the top songs of the night.
Hello there. It's got are you sleeping on a Nectar mattress or are you sleeping on a piece of cardboard?
I guess I kind
of, not sure.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
The Fugees were awesome. That's probably one. And then I would probably go with this one as well. A little, let's see. A little Red Hot Chili Peppers. You said yours.
Well, I guess I kind of forget. Like, I think 90s, and I think, like, that's when I was in, like, second or third grade. But that's, like, early 90s. I guess
we were in high school.
I kind of forgot that, you know, 99, we were in, like, freshman in high school. So that's, like, middle school.
I mean, this is 90s.
I kind of forgot that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is 99.
Yeah. So I guess I kind of.
And even though
forgot.
I've been.
I would probably have to pick one of the. A later 90s song would probably be. I couldn't tell you what it would be, but.
That song would definitely not be.
Oh, I thought maybe that was your top.
One of my tops, even though I've gotten totally destroyed over the last couple weeks about having Justin Timberlake tickets and me wanting to go to the Timberlake concert. Which I have no problem saying I'm a fan
well,
of.
Well, and I even had some people ask me, like...
This was also 99. Keep breathing, that's an even last one. Two, three, four.
Tom and Harriet in the news. Hi, my name is... Okay. Hi, my name is... Hi, my
name is... His name's Sadie. Hi, my that was name also is... 99. My name is... So, who obviously has dropped a new album and... created quite a stir here recently as well. So,
yeah.
All right. So then 2000s, what are you thinking during the 2000s?
I don't have any idea. you throw this stuff on me and I don't have any clue.
Well, if you brought things to be prepared.
You didn't even ask me if I brought anything.
Okay, what'd you bring?
Well, I have some quizzes that I, like, you know, on Facebook, they always have those quizzes and stuff. So I thought we could do one of those. I have a couple, but sometimes they're like 20 questions, so they're kind of longer, but.
Okay. Well, first of all, 2000s. This was, let me see, did it say what year this came out? Because, okay, yeah, I thought this was 2003. This was like January 2003, because this was definitely what we listened to on the way to senior spring break. I think it was like the only song. If it wasn't, it was the same song multiple times.
Now, usually I don't do this, yeah. But go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool.
Yeah, so that's why I'm in your green. That was a good one.
I like Nelly. I mean, he was good then.
Here's a good, actually, in the year 2000. This is a great one.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
That was another good one.
Yeah.
What else we got here in the 2000s?
2000s is like our, I mean, high school, college days. So, I mean, that was a lot of, I don't know, music and stuff for us, I guess.
You know this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so it's kind of cool to go like on a trip down memory lane, I guess you would say, and every morning I was kind of listening to some of this stuff, and oh, this was one that came on several times on the all 2000s.
Ladies up in here tonight, no fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on
reading. Singing there with Shakira.
Yeah, well, I will say that, like on Sirius, like my channels that I've got saved or whatever in my car, is 2000s country and like the 2000s or whatever, like 2000s hits, or I forget what it's called, but I have those on my car, so I do like the 2000s.
Okay, so I'm gonna, because you were bothered that I didn't ask you, so I'm gonna go to you right now. What do you got?
Okay, so I have two choices. One is, can we guess your age based on your favorite TV show? Or Indiana lingo. It's a thing. How many of these words do you know?
I already took that one. I got 100%.
Okay, so here's my other question. The Indiana one? This one you already took?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is whenever I take those kind that are like, do you know all there is to know about blank? I feel like I always get 100, and I don't truly think that I always get 100. Do you think, I mean, like, I think sometimes it's just like, oh yeah, you're awesome, you got 100%. Do you think it ever does that? I'm sure you usually always think you got 100 anyway.
But it tells you your score at the end.
I know, and I always think it's 100. I don't know that I've ever taken one and it's been something different.
Okay.
And I don't think that I'm that smart to get 100 on some of those.
Okay. I would agree. There might be a conspiracy. I think I've always gotten them all right.
I know. That's what I mean. Is I'm sure you think, oh, you've got them all right anyway. Oh, you never second guessed.
Did you take the Indiana lingo one, though?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't think you got them all right?
Yeah, there were some that I wasn't sure on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I forget which ones.
Okay,
they were.
Then go through it because I think that one was easy.
Okay, because there were some I'm like, man,
you can go through that one. We'll see where it's at.
Okay, all right. Every May, you're pumped for which in huge Indiana event?
Indianapolis 500.
Which fast food chain is particularly favorite in Indiana? In-N-Out Burger, Popeye, Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Which that one, I think they probably can't say much anymore. Anyway, if your family wants to play euchre, you'll have to get out the
cards.
Come spring, you might just be hunting for what?
Mushrooms.
Everyone from Indiana knows that Holiday World refers to
a theme park.
Okay, so this one, yeah, it's an amazing theme park with sections for each holiday.
Yeah, it does.
I never knew that. Yeah, I'm like, well, I knew it was a theme park, obviously.
It was like Halloween Town and like, yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay, so this is one that I totally guessed on. Which lake are the Superior. Indiana dunes located on?
Lake Superior.
Okay, so what if I put a different answer?
Okay, but that's fine, but Superior is correct.
Okay, so I did not know that, so I guessed, and I really don't know what I guessed on it. So do you want me to do something different?
That's
see if
fine.
It comes? Okay.
But I know that's the correct answer.
Okay, so I'm putting Michigan, just to see. What's another term you...
Actually, it's not. It is Lake Michigan.
Are you kidding me?
No, Lake Michigan is right.
Gosh darn it.
I don't
know
why I said Superior.
Dang it. Well, I got to miss a different one then.
I need to wait and listen to the answers. Michigan's right because it's right there with Chicago.
Okay, like I said, I'm obviously from southern Indiana, so I don't have any idea. What's another term you use for a vacuum? Sucker, buggy, or sweeper?
Sweeper.
I mean, like, those don't even make sense. The other ones. What kind of food can you count on at the state fair? Fried, raw, or steamed?
Fried.
In Indiana, sometimes a slow traffic slowdown is completely due to a blank on the road.
Tractor.
If you were offered puppy chow, you'd say...
Sounds delicious.
Absolutely, what a delicious snack.
You remember you said you were going to miss one.
I know, but the lake one is the one that I definitely know that I didn't know. Who blank.
Hoosiers.
Ow.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, I knew that one. Which game is great to play at tailgates and at barbecues?
Cornhole.
Which I thought, I'm like, frisbee golf, I think that's a great game to play.
Not at a tailgate or a barbecue. You have to have a whole frisbee golf course.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Disc hockey's the other one. Oops, I accidentally put frisbee golf. I accidentally clicked the wrong one.
It's definitely not right. Frisbee golf.
What's the mascot that roots on Purdue University?
The Boilermaker.
Boilermaker Special. Which famous president spent his childhood in Indiana?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Maybe I knew more of him than I thought.
That one is tricky, even though I knew it.
Because of the Illinois thing?
No. Oh. Because of Nixon was one of the choices.
Oh.
And Nixon's mother grew up in Jennings County.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You taught at that school and you never noticed the big sign right when you walk in the door that says the president's visit that talks about 1973 when the President Nixon came to Jennings County. To see the birthplace of his mother?
No. Yeah. Where is that at? In the front door?
Right, in the front
doors?
Door. He landed his helicopter landed in the back parking lot.
No.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Okay. It's pretty common for people in Western Indiana to commute to work in which city? Chicago. Ann Arbor, or Nashville? She grew up small, and she grew up right.
Tom Petty.
With them Indiana boys on them Indiana Nights. Oddly enough, a real town named blank
Santa
exists
Claus.
In Indiana.
Home of Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Which of these universities is not located in Indiana? Alex, you probably shouldn't chew on that cord. Kent State, Purdue, Notre Dame.
Kent State.
If someone calls you a Hoosier, they're calling you what? An Indiana native?
Indiana native.
An Indiana tourist, someone who moved to Indiana. So would you not be considered a Hoosier?
No, I'm a Flatlander.
What does that mean? Because you moved in?
No, I'm from Illinois.
Oh, that's what they call Illinois people?
Because as you've seen...
It's Flatland?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, or an Illini, but I'm not... I don't. I mean, I am a University of Illinois fan, but I'm a Flatlander.
Yeah, see, that's what I would have thought is Illini, I guess. Okay, and which of these pies is particular to Indiana and what other parts of the Midwest?
Sugar cream.
See, I didn't know that one. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't have known that one. Okay, I'm going to miss that one, too. I'm going to hit shoe fly. 100%. You're absolutely an Indiana native. I told you.
What?
I swear, it does that every time.
Well, you've uncovered a conspiracy.
I think so.
I still think I got all of them right.
No, I know you did. I think you did, but I purposely missed some of those.
Okay, let's see what my age is based on my favorite TV show.
I just want to point out that I knew that's how.
You just uncovered it.
I know.
See, no, that's where
I just feel good about myself.
Well, I understand. But
I'm
that's
just curious
you,
if anybody else is.
That's where you
that.
Derail these episodes. Is you wanted to circle back to give yourself credit when and act like I didn't already acknowledge your credit. I said you uncovered a conspiracy.
I know you did. I will agree. Okay, so here. Favorite TV shows. All right, so you either just tell me yes or no. Pretty Little Liars.
No.
Boy Meets World. I think it's just like if you like it or not, I guess.
Okay, because like you're saying favorites.
I know.
I liked Boy Meets World.
American Horror Story.
I've never watched it, but it's one I'm interested to watch, so I would say no, but...
Downton Abbey?
No.
I think it's Downton, though, because it's not downtown. There's no W.
Okay.
No. Okay. The Walking Dead?
No. I've never watched it.
I think, is that one we tried?
Yeah, we didn't get into
Sons
it.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Friends?
Yes.
Glee?
No.
Oh, no. I think I had something pop up. Oh, man. Congratulations. You won on Amazon a reward or something.
Terrific.
Dang it.
This is making for a great episode.
I know. Dang it. Well, so now I got to start it all over. We can do that one later if you want. I'll catch us up here on your answers. But I will say that when I did this one, I got, I think it said 30, which I'm like, well, that's pretty close. I'll say that I'm 30. Did you say yes or no?
David Bordeaux, and I lead culinary and experience here at Creator. Creator is a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, yeah. I mean, again, favorite is...
Okay.
I haven't got caught back up again, but...
NCIS?
No, not really.
Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
Calculating Results... I think I gotta wait on a video, maybe... still waiting. lovely. I guess that's what I'm waiting on. Video's almost over, so I'll see.
Huh.
You're 30.
I think there's a conspiracy.
There may be.
I think no matter what you type in, it always tells you you're 30.
I don't know. I think, obviously, because I say yes to, like, Friends and Everybody Loves Raymond, like, obviously, those older shows. And then I said no to, like, The Walking Dead and some of the shows that are on right now, which I did say yes to Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so I didn't know if that would skew my results, but it did not.
Hmm.
So, okay. So those were my two quizzes that I had.
That's what you brought to the table.
Yeah, I thought those were pretty good.
Well, we're now, you say you thought they were pretty good, but we think that both of them are rigged, so.
Yeah, I don't know if the second one is rigged. I just think you and I have very similar answers.
Okay.
So I think that now I guess I could go back through and like totally do different or opposite of what I normally would and then see what it says. But the other ones that it's like, you know, are you, you know, good at something? I mean, I've taken the Greece one before and I'm like, yeah, I'm really not sure I got all of those answers right. And they're like, yeah, you got 100%. So, which that's what I always see. I see people that put posts on Facebook that are like, yeah, I'm, you know, I got 100% on blank. I knew all those answers. And maybe they really did. I don't know. But I still think that sometimes they just try to make you feel good.
Okay. So here, let's try this one. Which pack of goldfish crackers matches your personality?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Choose a movie. Wizard of Oz, Lion King, 21 Jump Street, It, Jurassic Park, or 13 Going on 30?
There's way too many choices there. Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Choose a discontinued snack. Here, I'm just going to do this. This will make life easier.
Oh, yeah. That would be easier.
Let me pull this over here. Okay, pull it. They got snack. Cheese balls, Planters cheese balls, which I heard those are coming back. Yeah. Doritos 3D, Dunkaroos, Keebler Magic Middles, Keebler Munchums, and Butterfinger BBs.
I'd go Dunkaroos.
Okay. Frozen food, Eggo waffles, tater tots, kids cuisine, Toll House casserole. Oh, no, chocolate chip.
I was going to say.
My contact moved right when I said that. I couldn't see.
I'm like, casserole?
Well, I'm also sitting about 4 feet farther away.
I know, but that was just funny.
Mozzarella sticks or macaroni and cheese?
Eggo waffles.
Okay. Choose a color.
Yellow. Blue.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oops. Click the wrong thing. Hopefully it's got your answer still. Doesn't look like it. Eggos.
Dunkaroo. Wizard of Oz.
Choose a music genre.
Country.
Choose a type of fish.
Clownfish.
Choose a chip brand.
Doritos.
Choose an activity.
Watching TV.
Choose an item off the kids' menu.
Chicken tenders.
Those are grilled though.
Oh yeah. Give me chicken nuggets.
A Disney princess.
Princess. Belle.
You got cheddar.
Cheddar goldfish. Okay. Now you try and see if it's the same.
Okay. And I'm gonna go with Jurassic Park. And Butterfinger BBs. And frozen food. I'm all about tater tots. Color, I'm going yellow. I'm going to go wrap. Type of fish, swordfish. Chip brand, going Lay's. Activity, napping. Item off the kids menu, grilled cheese. And Disney princess, Jasmine. See, French toast, goldfish grams.
Oh, that's different.
So see, it is not.
Maybe this one's not rigged.
A conspiracy. So.
Okay. I've never had those, have you?
I have not.
Me either.
Maybe our son has, though.
Yeah. He's a goldfish fan.
He is. So let me see if I can. I've lost my. One of my windows here. Let me see if I can get it back up because I had some here. There we go. So I searched for interesting news stories around the world.
Okay.
Okay. And one of the stories came up that experts believe that Jesus may have used cannabis oil to perform his miracles.
Really?
It says... if cannabis was one of the main ingredients in the ancient anointing oil, and receiving this oil is what made Jesus the Christ and his followers Christians, then they're saying you can't be Christian and against cannabis. So somebody trying to connect the dots.
Right.
But their claiming is that he probably used the cannabis oil for the healing miracles because of all of the beneficial things in it. So I thought that was kind of interesting that I've never heard that. And again, I'm not trying to get religious or attack it or anything like that, but I've never heard anyone connect the dots there.
Yeah, me either.
On that thing. But also, a newly discovered 26,000-pound dinosaur was the biggest creature to walk on planet Earth. 26,000 pounds. That's 13 tons.
Wow.
So what does like an elephant weigh?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Because 26,000 pounds seems really heavy.
I agree.
An African bush elephant, the biggest elephant, weighs 13,000.
Sounds like two of them?
It's twice the size.
Wow.
Largest animal on Earth. The blue whale. Oh, wow.
I was going to say, whale was going to be my... How much does a whale weigh?
The blue whale... The blue whale weighs 198 U.S. tons. So this is 13 tons, this dinosaur.
Oh, my. No way.
Yeah. And a length of 98 feet. That's almost 30 yards. That is 30 yards. Way over 30 yards. Their tongues, just their tongues, can weigh as much as an elephant.
A whale?
Yeah. Blue whale.
Holy smokes.
The colossal squid can reach 60 feet long and, oh, I don't know. Didn't say the weight. Thought it would.
And bummer.
Yeah, total bummer. So anyway, so yeah, this 26,000-pound dinosaur is now the newest, biggest dinosaur that there is.
Wow.
Where did the one go? Trying to find, they did find a two-headed snake in Virginia. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah. Is that real?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's been several of them found.
Yuck.
I was trying to find, and now it's gone. Oh, here it is. Cannibal couple accused of eating up to 30 people in Russia.
Say it again.
Cannibal couple. Accused of eating up to 30 people in Russia.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say, your first reaction did not meet.
I was not paying attention, and I'm just like, okay.
Could you read that again and maybe give me the details a little bit? They ate people.
Oh, my gosh. That's so gross. Yeah, that's definitely not a normal reaction. I obviously did not hear you the first time.
So why, like, here's my question on these kind of things, like in these weird things. And you and I have kind of had this discussion before, but do you think it's like, how do these people find each other? Do you think only,
I know, right?
Do you think only one of them is that messed up? And then like in some way, I don't want to say brainwashes, but convinces the other one that this is okay.
I just don't know how, like, I mean, I don't know. It's not like. Somebody like just doing something like bad or I don't know, but I mean like to eat people, like seriously? Or I mean like it's not like, oh, I got Callie to try something like a different kind of food. Like you're eating people, like that's gross. You're doing this to me on purpose. He's over here just making me sit here and talk to myself. Like sitting there laughing at me. Well, I'll have Alex talk. Maybe he'll talk with me. He's over here sucking his thumb right now. Seriously? I don't know. What do you think? Do you think people...
Yeah, you never really answered my question.
I really don't. I don't know. I don't know how they would find each other. I mean, like, that's got to be, that's obviously really weird. But, I mean, you're not going to talk me into eating people. You may talk me into, like, eating something else.
Well, I can't even talk you into that.
I know, but, I mean, like, to eat a person, there is no way.
But my thing is like, I think this about any of those kind of, like, really weird things. Like, we all have things that we're into or, like, that might be kind of embarrassing that as you're going through the dating process, you have to kind of, you know, finally fess up to, I guess. I don't even know what one of those would be for me.
I know. I don't either.
But, you know, something that maybe is just weird. I don't know. But, like, how do you bring this one up?
I don't know.
Like, hey, you know, I've been meaning to tell you, I'd really like to kill and eat people.
Or I've done this to three people already. Do you mind? Do you want to join?
I
don't know. I don't know.
And they
all
took pictures on their cell phones to document it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow. This is really bad going into next week in our pickled pig's feet.
Oh, sick.
Because the police also found a jar of pickled remains and 19 slices of skin.
Ew.
That's pretty gross.
That is so gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. That's pretty gross.
Ugh.
So, okay. What else you got?
I don't know. What do you think? We said we're going to do our food challenge. We're talking about that next week.
It is set up. It is next week, next Sunday night. We will be on Facebook Live. Once we get everything kind of...
Nikki's coming.
Yeah, Nikki is coming. I think there's some other people coming. So once we kind of get everything set up, we will we'll be sure to get out of time and be on social media. We will be sending out... Probably about Wednesday of this week, we'll send out the poll for the items we've had sent in to us. And a shout out to a buddy of mine sent me an article with 30 weird food items that are actually really good. So,
well, my favorite was the other day, last week or whatever, you went to the store and sent me a picture of the chicken foot.
Yeah.
And was like, why don't we add this? And I'm like, that is so, it was disgusting. I've seen those before when I've been at Walmart in the chicken section. So, yuck.
Okay, so why don't we try this real quick? This is a word test that will reveal if you're good or evil.
Oh, no.
So you pick a word here.
Baby.
Sweet, sour, soft, cool, smooth and long.
Cool.
Run, walk, scream, fly, dance, move.
Fly.
Party, apple, hair, fox, volcano, river.
Hair.
Explosion, toys, clouds, father, blue, house.
Blue.
Truth, light, sound, star, sun, water.
Star.
Peace, shoes, forest, happy, laughter, cheese.
Happy.
Mostly good.
Mostly good. Yeah. There's a small amount of evil that lurks inside. Oh, gosh.
Well, I could answer that without doing the test. Now it's gone. I don't know where it went. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Excuses. Oh, yeah. I can't take it now.
Well, if I can find it, I'll do it. There. Let's see. I'm going to go dog. Smooth. Walk. River. Whoops, I went father. And then water. Happy. Mostly good. Another one of the conspiracies.
Telling you.
All right, well, we're at about 40 minutes, so we'll go ahead and wrap up today since
since that's all we've got.
Since we just don't have a whole lot. and get ready to go cook dinner and attack this week. Again, next Sunday, join us. Be looking on social media for the weird food episode poll. We'll be throwing that out to you. And hopefully we'll have some guests here coming up this over the next month and get back on our normal routine and schedule.
Yeah. All right. Well, hope everyone has a great week. We'll be right back.